Well, welcome to our Youth Expression Showcase Hour featuring live performances. This week, in half an hour, you're going to get a chance to meet three Pittsburgh Public School students reading original works. They will be here. We have a student from Carrick, from Langley, and from Westinghouse who will be sharing a fairy tale, a personal narrative, and an op-ed piece, respectively, as we begin the Pittsburgh Public Schools All-City Arts Showcases that are all around the region, and we're looking forward to that. We're also continuing this hour with our series showcasing winners of the Pittsburgh Concert Society Young Artists Competition, and this week we are going to showcase the work of pianist Michelle Sunju Lee. She is at North Allegheny High School and a junior there currently. And we'll talk with her and learn more about her music after hearing her first piece.
Thank you.
They're as featured during her performance for the Pittsburgh Concert Society's Young Artist Winter Showcase is Michelle Sunju Lee. And good morning. It's nice to have you here. What piece did you just play? Well, I want to know a little bit more about you, but what was the piece we just heard?
The piece you just heard was Fantasy Impromptu, Opus 66 in C-sharp minor, and that was by Frédéric Chopin. And it's actually one of my favorite pieces. I heard it the first time when I was about 5, and when I heard someone play it, I said, when I grow up, I really want to play this piece. And I think that's one of the reasons why this Pittsburgh Concert Society recital was so special to me, because I was able to play these pieces that were actually the reason why I started playing the piano.
Do you remember what struck you about that piece when you were a youngster?
I think just the beauty of the whole thing, from the first chord to the long passages, the excitement of it, the energy that it brings, and then the lyrical passage in the middle. Everything together just really struck me and made me want to play the piano.
Now, tell me a little bit more about yourself. You're a junior, about to be a senior coming up. Have you thought about college yet or what you want to do?
I've given a little bit of thought of it, not as much as I would have liked, but I am thinking of somehow combining my love of science, particularly in the areas of physics, engineering, and epidemiology, with my love of music.
Very good. Tell me about your interest in epidemiology. Have you done any independent study in that area or reading?
Yes, I actually pursued a 2-year project, worked mostly in the summers at the University of Pittsburgh, and I actually entered a competition last month, and I went to Washington, D.C., and I actually got first place and won a $50,000 scholarship.
That's absolutely terrific. Tell me about the area of study. Some people don't know what epidemiology is exactly, or maybe uncertain as to what it is, but maybe you can explain a little bit about what you did.
So epidemiology is the study of diseases and how to prevent them. And the study that I worked on was looking at how to prevent a superbug infection in high school athletes. And this infection is called MRSA. And it's a skin infection that's potentially deadly because it doesn't respond to standard treatment. So I wanted to see how to prevent that in specifically high school athletes, since they're one of the high-risk groups.
And did you reach any conclusions? It's hard if you're doing that for somewhat part-time over just 2 summers. It's also a big problem amongst older people who are hospital-bound, too. Did you draw any conclusions?
Well, what my study was looking at is if an athlete goes to a clinic with a skin infection, should he be tested to see if he has MRSA so he can be then treated appropriately with the right antibiotics? And I found that he should be tested once 10% of the athletic population has MRSA. Now, we don't exactly know the prevalence rate or how many people have MRSA right now, but that's one of the studies that would need to be done in the future.
So in other words, if statistics show that 10% of the population of young athletes are infected, pre-testing should be done because there's a reasonable likelihood that a treatment is needed. But if it's less than 10% statistically, no testing would be done.
Yes. I was actually looking at cost effectiveness, which means when does the cost of testing, does the benefit from testing early outweigh the costs? And I found that it does become cost effective when 10% have it.
That's good. That's very good work. I can see why it was recognized the way that it was. Let's talk back again to piano. If you can give me a sense of how you learned and who you're currently studying with.
Well, I started piano when I was 5 years old at the beginning piano preparatory program for children at Carnegie Mellon University. And upon completion of the program, I started studying with the chair of piano at CMU, Professor Hannah Wu Lee. And I've been studying with her for 12 years ever since.
That's terrific. Do you want to say hello to anybody or acknowledge anybody that's tuned in?
Well, Well, I'd like to thank all the listeners for listening. I'd also like to thank my teacher, Professor Hannah Wu Lee, for just always being passionate and dedicated and never giving up on me and really believing in me, because without her, I definitely would not be here today.
Are you playing with any ensembles or groups currently?
I'm actually part of the Three Rivers Young People's Orchestra, and I am a harpist there.
Very good. We have one more piece to play. Is there anything else you would like to pass along that I may have not asked you or that you wanted to mention?
Well, I'd also really like to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society because they've given me this wonderful opportunity to perform. And I know that they're a nonprofit organization that's run mostly by volunteers, and it was founded in 1948. And they're one of the few programs in the country that gives high school students like me, like myself, the opportunity to perform in a recital and get a financial scholarship and also have all these wonderful opportunities to perform in radio stations like this.
Well, thank you for mentioning all of those things. And again, you just heard the voice of Michelle Sanju Lee, who is a junior, hard to believe, her senior year is still before her at North Allegheny High School. And you're going to hear one more selection from her. And what is the selection that we're going to hear?
You will hear Impromptu Opus 90, number 3 by Franz Schubert.
Thank you.
Well, another beautiful piece, that was Michelle Sunju Lee. And Michelle actually played three pieces as part of the Concert Society program that you just heard an excerpt from as she played. And the second piece you played was the one you identified earlier, I believe, by Schubert, right? And now the one we just heard was which?
The one you just heard was Jardin sous la pluie by Claude Debussy.
Just a wonderfully terrific performance. You had to really feel great doing that as you played. What are your plans for the summer? Are you going to do more scientific research, do you think?
I think I'm going back to the lab that I was working at with the MRSA project, and I'm also entering the World Piano Competition in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I'm playing the Grieg Piano Concerto in A minor, and I'm also playing Jardin sous la pluie, which you just heard.
Terrific. Well, good luck to you. Thank you so much for being with us. Thank you to the Pittsburgh Concert Society and to Antoinette Tuma for all of the work she does, as well as to the Westerbergs for being here with you today. And you've got a family member, I think, here who's with you?
Yes, my mother's here.
I thought I saw her out there. And again, that's Michelle Sunju Lee, currently a junior, but not for long at North Allegheny High School. It's now 29 minutes after 10.